Madison Democrat Tammy Baldwin is the House author of the Crane Conservation Act. She says cranes around the world need help from the U.S. government.
Efforts are needed now to protect their habitat globally. Their habitats are threatened by things like development, war, pollution. And so if we want these magnificent species of birds to remain on our planet, we can play a lead role in the United States helping conservationists around the world protect the cranes and their habitat.
The bill would authorize about $5 million a year for 5 years. The measure would also have the Interior Department help with crane conservation projects, much as the agency currently does with the experiment with migrating whooping cranes in central Wisconsin. Baldwin says private groups can't succeed on their own.
Well, certainly some private sources have already been engaged in this effort, but it's simply not enough given the level of threat to the 15 crane species in the world.
With the migration project partly based here and with the International Crane Foundation being based in Baraboo, no one from the Wisconsin delegation voted against the measure when the House passed it last month. The bill now moves to the Senate, where Russ Feingold is the author of similar legislation. Representative Baldwin acknowledges that getting $5 million a year authorized for a program doesn't necessarily mean that much would actually be spent through the appropriations process. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.